Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to be seated as we focus our attention on what the scriptures, at least some of what the scriptures say to us about freedom. In today's gospel reading, we hear the words of Jesus, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That's our text. And we're going to get to that shortly. But first, there's another passage from the scriptures that I'd like you to hear. It's from the Old Testament book of Leviticus. "Proclaim liberty through all the land to all the inhabitants thereof." Do you know on what famous historical object that verse is inscribed? Well, if you're able to listen to our broadcast on Friday morning, you might be able to guess. Well, it's the Liberty Bell. And that's absolutely correct. We gave a little bit of history of the Liberty Bell in that broadcast. Don't have time to go into that this morning. But a couple things stand out for me. Number one, something that I didn't remember, and that is that it wasn't always called the Liberty Bell. In fact, it was the abolitionist movement that started calling it that, using it to symbolize their campaign against slavery. And then, of course, another fact that I'm sure we're all familiar with is that great crack in the Liberty Bell, which I guess you would think renders it useless. And yet, it continues to proclaim liberty throughout the land. The freedom it proclaims rings loud and clear for all to hear. And freedom is what our nation celebrates this weekend. It's what brings us together here today to thank God for the freedom that we enjoy. And also to thank those who have helped to protect and to preserve that freedom. It's appropriate for us to give a little thought today to how that freedom was achieved and also how that freedom is to be used. And actually, there are many different kinds of freedom. I'm going to just touch on four of them today. There's political freedom, there's religious freedom, there's financial freedom, and then there's the freedom for which Christians are especially grateful and which we especially celebrate. I'm calling that true freedom. And we need to make a distinction between that last one and the first three to recognize that political, religious, financial freedom are not always available to everybody at all times, and they can be taken away from anybody at any time. By contrast, God's gift of true freedom is available to everyone by faith, and that freedom can never be taken from us. So let freedom ring loud and clear for all to hear. This weekend, our nation is celebrating both the political freedom and also the religious freedom that the earliest pilgrims to our shores came in search of and which our nation's Constitution guarantees. Those freedoms have long been a part of our nation's history, but they did not come without risk or cost. Think of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. By writing so eloquently about national liberty, they put at risk their own personal liberty and, in fact, their very lives. And many of them sacrificed greatly as a result of their actions. The cost of freedom continues to be paid today. Members of the military and their families know all too well that freedom comes at a price, often a tragically steep and almost unbearable price. That's why we honor and thank the members of our military, active and retired, for what you have done to protect our freedom. Political and religious freedom are so very important to us. I think the same could probably be said of financial freedom. How do we achieve that? I have no idea. But if I did, you would be all ears, wouldn't you? But remember, financial freedom is not true freedom, at least not as we are defining it today, because like political and religious freedom, financial freedom can be taken away from us, sometimes in the blink of an eye. That's why true freedom is found only in Jesus. As he says, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the most important truth, the one that sets us completely free, is that while political freedom is ours when we stand on our own two feet, real freedom is ours when we kneel before the one true God. What we especially celebrate again this day is our freedom from fear of the enemy. I'm not talking about the enemies of our nation. I'm talking about the enemy, the devil with all his power, death with all its sorrow. We are here today to honor our heroes. And at the very top of that list is the greatest hero of all, who paid the highest price ever to win the most precious freedom imaginable. The freedom not just to live without guilt, but also to die without fear. That's true freedom. That's what we receive when we kneel before God in humility and faith. Let that freedom ring loud and clear for all to hear. But that brings up a question. How are we to make best use of all the freedoms that we have received? When it comes to political freedom, it's a basic thing, but still worth reminding ourselves of, that we use political freedom best when we exercise our civic responsibilities. To vote, of course. And also when we continue to be willing to defend freedom at all times, not just time of war or some other external threat to our nation, but at all times, to boldly stand up for what's right, to stand against what's wrong, to speak up for those who cannot defend themselves, to speak out against every form of injustice. And we use our religious freedom best by doing what we're doing right now, worshiping God, whether it's in this beautiful setting, or maybe in our homes, because we're not able to be here for any number of reasons, to worship God. And also by proclaiming liberty in Him throughout our land. And then there's financial freedom. As we've already established, I'm no expert on this one, but I do know one thing. It is a huge mistake to overestimate the value of financial freedom, not only because it can so easily be taken from us, but even when we do have it. What can seem like financial independence can become a form of bondage if we grow dependent on what we have rather than on the one from whom we have it. Or as someone once said, the more things we own, the more things own us. Well, we certainly value and are grateful for political, religious, financial freedom. But what is most precious to us is the true freedom that we have through faith in Jesus. And how do we make the best use of that? I mean, we are free, but free to do what? Free to sin? You think that's what it means? If so, I can't really argue with you, I guess. You are free to sin. I can't stop you, and God won't stop you. If you think that sinning is the best way to use your freedom in Christ, you can do that. But really, am I free to sin is not the right question. The correct question is, do I want to sin? In Christ, we are free to do whatever we want to do. So, what do you want to do? Before you answer, remember what Jesus said. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. What that means is that, well, we are indeed free to sin, but exercising that option makes us anything but free. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin, but if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. He has. And we are free. Let freedom ring loud and clear for all to hear. And let that happen in us and through us. In a sense, God calls on each of us to be little liberty bells, proclaiming to all people his liberty, the freedom that we have in Christ. St. Peter tells us in our second reading today how we can best do that. Do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. St. Paul says the same thing in Galatians. You are called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Many Christians have learned that serving beats sinning every time. Of course, you have to be realistic about this. Choosing to serve rather than sin is a wonderful goal. It's one that we so often fall very short of. We can become discouraged then by the many times that we fail, especially when we compare ourselves to others who seem to be doing so much better than we. But God doesn't ask us to compare or to compete. He can make use of flawed objects. Think of that flaw in the Liberty Bell. As a result of that huge crack, it's more famous than I think it would ever be otherwise. And it has been used in ways that never were imagined. Good ways. Ways to make great changes, needed changes. Well, each one of us is flawed. Flawed as we are, God can use us. As we live our lives the best way we can, without fear or shame, with God's leading and help, and most important of all, with his forgiveness when we come up short. That's the freedom, the tremendous freedom, the true freedom that we have in Christ. And you know what I say about that? Let freedom ring. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.